Well, for all of those out there who enjoy delicious foods, we have Chris Wilson with us from Luna Grown Jam. And I am prefacing this by saying I'm diabetic and I could eat this stuff by the spoonful. Okay. Chris began Luna Grown as a home-based business in 2012. And Luna Grown currently operates a commercial kitchen on a small berry farm and vineyard in the Hudson Valley of New York. All Luna Grown products utilize small batch production, which you're going to have to explain to us, are kosher certified and are reduced sugar product, which is really great for everyone. Now, Chris began his career in visual merchandising before seeking employment in the bar and restaurant industry. This field offered hands-on experience in both the front and back ends of the restaurant bar business, and with a focus on management and culinary art, he refined his skills. He has a Master Food Preservation Certification from the prestigious Cornell Cooperative Extension, and is working to acquire his Better Process Control Certification from the University of California. He's also a retired singer-songwriter. No, listen, I play music too. We're never retired, okay? With numerous recordings released, his book, Beyond the Bread, is currently in its second printing. Chris is an avid reader. He also enjoys his time outdoors, hiking and tending the fields. His spare time is focused on agricultural studies, website development, and his dogs. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, tell us how you came to want to do jams.
Luna Grown, it came out of necessity, actually. Being in the bar business, when the state did what the state did to the businesses as far as smoking regulations and DWI regulations, a lot of places closed. So, at my age, I'm going, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. So, friends had purchased land. And we discovered blueberries on land, 8 acres of wild blueberries. And I said, well, we'll give this a try. And I made some and sold a little. So I said, well, we're just going to wing it and we're going to go and we're going to see where it takes us. And here we are six, I don't know how many years later.
Yeah.
Blink.
We had to build a commercial kitchen after the first year because
no joke.
We wanted to go reduced sugar. You have to have a commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. So put that up and, you know, you file all the paperwork and you just go, you just do. So that's...
So tell us about some of the jams. I know we just tried the strawberry, which I...
You tried the raspberry.
Raspberry, that's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. See, it's only my second cup of coffee, but but the point is, I'm looking at the clock going, as much as I love doing the show, I want to get back out there and have another bagel with that jam on it. So tell us about some of the flavors and you know, some of the things that make Luna Grown unique.
Right now, we're actually, in the next month, we'll be switching to the holiday season products. We're coming into apple season, pear season, cranberries, which we don't grow. We actually have to get those from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the upcoming items that we're focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any pumpkin spice, anything?
That I don't do anything pumpkin.
Right. That seems to be like a hit on the taste registers.
No. the challenge with pumpkin, apple butters, any of the butter products, the acid levels are different, so the pH is different. You get into this whole food chemistry thing and different federal regulations. It's crazy.
Chris, we have a caller. Good morning. If you could tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, it's Mark from
Hey,
Middleton.
Mark. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Scott, and good morning, Chris, and good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
I just had a question about the jams, Chris. Can you tell me if they're organic or not, and if they're USDA or anything like that? How many carbs, how many sugars the product would have?
Okay. We are not organic certified. We do not spray pesticides. However, we're not organic certified. That's a whole nother deal. Mm-hmm. Our sugars and our carbohydrates, the sugars usually fall between 5 and 7 grams per tablespoon. So the carbs are within one or two of that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we're not organic. Was there another question?
Yes, the carbs, the total carbs for the product, or depending on what the product is, of course.
Well, it's going to change per product, of course, but the carbs are going to fall around the sugar area. So carbohydrates would range anywhere between 7 to 9 per tablespoon.
Okay.
Which actually I'm going to cut in here because I'm a huge peanut butter and jelly fan. And when you take the standard, you know, jellies off the mm-hmm. shelf, they're 13 to 15 grams of carbohydrate per spoon. So this is much better and much easier for us diabetics.
Right. And Chris, doesn't normally fruit generally has sugar in it naturally, right? And what tends to be the lower carbs? Is one lower than the other, let's say, if we're talking the blueberry versus, say, the strawberry or something like that?
Well, in general, the fruits that are lower in sugar will have less carbs. So if you're a keto person, you can actually have raspberries or blueberries on that specific program because they have lower carbs than, say, a banana, which we don't make banana jam, but peaches will be higher because it's a higher sugar mm-hmm. fruit.
Right, depending on the content of the fruit, of
Correct.
Course. Right. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mark,
thank you
as
for
always,
calling.
We love hearing from you, and have a great
okay,
and safe
you too
Labor
now.
Day.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
So,
I actually follow a keto style, so I have actually a fruit net carb list, you know, for the serving size,
sure.
and
Absolutely.
Strawberries are one of the lowest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, when you're a diabetic and your sugars are low, mm-hmm. you want to reach for that banana or, you know, a pop of orange juice.
Yeah.
But so talk about, you know, the switch over to the holiday season. What are the big sellers that we should all try to get before they sell out?
What everybody tries to get from me in December, we do a blood orange marmalade with raspberries.
Ooh.
And it comes in, or I'm sorry, the oranges we have brought in, of course, that gets made and it's gone. It's gone within a week.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's one of the...
What was that again? Blood orange?
Blood orange with raspberries. And that won't be available to December, but what we're coming into...
Can you pre-order it?
No.
That was my next question.
We don't do pre-orders mm-hmm. because we don't know how the crops are going to be.
Right.
Good
point. That makes sense.
That's a challenge mm-hmm. you know, that you hit. 3 or 4 years ago, we did an apricot, a fresh apricot right off our trees, and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful product. And then the year after was so challenging with harvest, we didn't get any.
Wow.
And we had this year, we had a limited amount.
Yeah, and this year's been so wet, so yeah. that affects
yeah,
the crops.
People mm-hmm. forget that, yeah. you know, with all the science and technology, farming is still it's very volatile business.
It's a natural process.
Yes.
And you do not mess with Mother Nature.
Right. I have a question.
She's the
are you represented at any farmers markets locally?
The our one farmers market is Goshen Farmers Market.
Okay, excellent.
And that is the one. It's probably the only farmers market I do every year on a regular basis. It's a great market, and the people that run it are wonderful because Diana, the market mm-hmm. manager, she polishes her people. So when I first started there 6 years ago, that was my first farmers market ever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you listen to your market managers and your fellow business people, they'll bring you up. They'll help, I guess, hone your skills so that you're better in the public eye and your product starts to look better. It's just a really great experience.
And let me give you an example of that. When I went to the Goshen market a couple of weeks ago, I bought some broccoli and some other vegetables. And the stand that I bought it at said, now go over here because they have the best onions and the best garlic. And, you know, so it really was like, well, all right, we're the first step in the recipe. Now go see these folks.
It's right. a team effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do people get in touch with you? And, you know, can they actually just come to the farm?
No, we do not. As most farms, you'll find if they're not a market, they don't allow people on it anymore. The mm-hmm. state, the insurance is crazy. Mm-hmm. So sadly, nobody visits a farm. however, we are available online. Of course, we ship nationwide, including Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico.
Wow.
What is your site?
Lunagrown.com.
How'd you come up with Luna Grown?
Luna, when we got the land, when my partners got the land, they had a dog named Luna and I had a dog named Ben, and they were best pals. I mean, the best pals. We let them run the land. It was 50 acres, mm-hmm. and then we couldn't find Luna. We didn't know where she went. So we found her sitting in the blueberries. She was sitting there picking these blueberries off the bushes.
And smart dog.
You know, my dog loved blueberries.
That's kind of how it started,
yeah.
But how could you not name it after her?
That's awesome. You know? Love that story.
And folks, just so you know, it's L-U-N-A Grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful. So we have to go to break. When we come back, we'll have more discussions with Chris Wilson.
And keep your appetite going.
Hi, this is Susan Glusica. How many hours did you spend on your family's financial plan this week? Was it the same amount of time you spent driving to work on Monday? You're both working 60 to 70 hours a week just to keep up with the needs of your growing family. But what about the future needs of your family? College education, caring for your parents, your retirement? At LabelleProsperitySolutions.com, we will help you by putting together fact-based, objective recommendations regarding college funding, optimal insurance, and how to properly deal with outstanding debt. Would you rather spend more time with your family and less time trying to work through the maze of your finances and planning your future? Then contact us at LabelleProsperitySolutions.com and we'll send you a copy of 3 Steps to Financial Harmony. This complimentary guide will simplify the process and help prepare you and your family for the future. I am a financial representative of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America.
Hi, this is Tom Lovelace. Join me and my guests every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., for the Lovelace Music Experience. Exciting interviews and great music from every genre, right here on WTBQ, playing the best music.
Hello, this is Mark Chisholm, wine and liquor enthusiast extraordinaire, inviting you to join me every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to share the art of wine, what's new, what's vintage, what's traditional, right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. And welcome back, everyone. This is Scott Lask with the Wealth Management Group.
And Susan Glusica with Labelle Prosperity Solutions. You're listening to Wall Street to Main Street, where money matters matter.
And of course, today we're talking about food.
Our favorite topic.
Our favorite
Second
topic.
To money.
That's right. Well, you know, the money is really there just to facilitate the food. And we're here with Chris Wilson, the owner of Luna Grown. So, with the holiday season coming up, what, you know, do you want to let, you know, all the moms and dads out there know that they should order right now so that we have a better Thanksgiving?
Well, they don't have to order anything right now, but they should go to the site and familiarize themselves with it. Mm-hmm. At least look at where our retailers are, because we do have a lot of mm-hmm. really wonderful retailers in the Hudson Valley. From Cold Spring up to Albany and everything in between.
Let's say you're like right in Orange County.
I was up in Albany yesterday, so.
Warwick, there's 2 stores in Warwick that carry mm-hmm. us, Warwick Winery and the Olive Oil Store in Warwick.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
There's 3 different butchers, specific butchers that carry our product to pair with the meats.
Sure.
And to pair with cheeses, because that's our goal. Mm-hmm. We tell folks, skip the bread,
yeah.
because you can do so much more with the product.
Right.
You can meat gravies, you can have cheese pairings, you can have wine pairings, you can really add it to your life, and just that little, just a little bit of sweetness in the world.
And it does change the palate when you're tasting things.
Oh, no, you're killing me, because I got a pork loin in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
That what my plan was, is to slit it open, put some cinnamon apples in, mm-hmm. and then wrap it in bacon. And, you know, you put it in the oven for about, you know, 30 minutes, and then you throw it on the grill. But I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to look at some of your jams.
Great idea.
You can do a glaze. After you do it that way, you put a nice glaze mm-hmm. on top, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Sweet and savory. Way to go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So are you doing any events, any tastings, anything of that nature?
Our next event is actually in 2 weeks, and we're doing the Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival in Rhinebeck.
Oh, very nice.
And after that, I believe we are doing in August Warwick Apple Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few in between. And Thanksgiving, we always do Bialas Farms has a very nice Thanksgiving event with fresh vegetables and different vendors to help people get ready for that holiday.
Yeah. What about, you know, it's just mind-boggling that I'm already thinking about Christmas gifts. Do you do, like, baskets and gifts?
No, nothing like that. We don't specifically.
Okay. Are there any, you know, gift services that, you know, specifically buy a lot of your product?
There are some florists that buy us in small, smaller jars. Mm-hmm. We make those for them because they'll do gift baskets and such for the mm-hmm. holidays.
Mm-hmm. So before, you know, we conclude, what's the one message about Luna Farms that you would like to get out and have the public really understand about what you're doing?
Well, our goal was to offer a better product and to offer a product lower in sugar with great taste, because we also have family members that are diabetic. So that was the big thing. But I would say to anybody that's looking at life, is we can go back a little bit. You're looking at life and you've got a new business or you have an old business. The biggest thing is to not be afraid. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest killer in any
Amen.
Business.
Yes.
And what we've learned along the way is, I'm uncertain about it. We're going to do it. We're just going to go. The only time you're going to fail to yourself. Nobody else is going to know.
Mm-hmm. So, and there are great learnings in
It's the
that.
Most important mm-hmm. thing in business mm-hmm. and for us. And we hope that, you know, we have a good following, but we hope that that continues to grow.
I think that's great advice.
It's sage advice, yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it. And of course, we're in financial services, but can you think of any business during the crash of 2008 that wasn't sitting there going, ooh, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And everyone was forced to take that step back. And I know the one thing, because, you know, I did a massive restructuring that it took 3 years to get some mm-hmm. traction. But the one thing that kept me going was the famous story about Thomas Edison, when his engineers and scientists said, Mr. Edison, we've tried to find that filament 10,000 times, and we really can say we gave it our best and that we failed. He goes, no, we just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. So I think that's really, that speaks very highly to the way you run your company. And I love businesses that, you know, are founded based on a desire to do something better for the people that they love.
To improve the lives
absolutely.
Of those they love and the community at large.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chris, you're going to have to come back. You know, we're pretty, no pun intended, we're pretty jammed up until the end of the year. But if we find a spot that we can have you, or at least maybe you'll call in as mm-hmm. we get close to Thanksgiving so we can help promote some business, we'd love to do that for you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure. And
I have a question. How can people get your book?
Oh, yes.
The book's available on the website or at events.
Right. It's
and lunagrown.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Kindle version is on Amazon.
Wait, you have recipes in the book?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
I'll buy it.
I mean, I'm looking
guides.
At gravies and sautés.
Oh, awesome.
Of course, I just turned to the desserts. Look at this. Look at this. I'm drooling.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. You know what, Susan? Maybe what we'll do is we'll take... Can we take some pictures out of the book and put it on our social media sites just to
sure.
get people... Okay.
Okay, awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah, cool.
So, Susan, do you have...